Oh, that's right. We're right here on WCRS, and I certainly have a treasure with us this afternoon.
No,
the one that made, that was part of the original, still part of it, still making the music come together. The one and only Gary Irwin, a.k.a. Shrimp City Slim!
Hey, Ann, good to be back. Still crazy after all these years.
That's right. Remember A Broom and a Hose?
Oh, yeah.
That was a song that I was so turned on to. Only all you need is a broom and a hose.
I know. And I really I appreciate that. I'll be forever grateful for that because I think you're the only fan of that song.
I thought it was such a cool song.
I think you're the only one who understood what I was getting at.
Wow.
You know, you remember the message. And this is, I think, a message to kind of like go through life by. We are all looking for highlights and explosive things to happen in our lives, you know, especially explosively good ones. But you know what really makes our day-to-day existence is the little things.
That's true.
You know, the little nuts and bolts. And that gives every day the great potential to be an excellent day. So that's where that song's coming from. Thank you for appreciating
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I played that a lot the first year that we started working together on the blues and everything. And, yeah. Of course, you'd been doing it far before I got involved with the blues cruise. But it certainly has been a pleasure this year. I got to tell you, Gary, I got to hand it to you. Everybody called in.
Yeah.
Only one person out of order, but, I mean, everybody called in.
Well,
it was amazing.
I really rode herd on him this year, and, you know, texting and Facebook messages and emails and phone calls and, you know, don't disappoint. Come on, Mick. Keep your appointment with Ann. I guess we only had one problem with a different time zone or
right,
something like
yeah.
that. But, yeah. No, I think people need to hear the art, you know, to hear the voice, the voice of the artist, you know, the spoken voice, hear a little bit of their story. And then I think it further entices the audience to go out and check out their music.
Absolutely.
And we are off and running, let me tell you. It's going to be.
Now, what was happening uptown? You know, the storm was coming through, came through. I mean, I had some tent movement and this type of thing.
We had a little activity down there. But, you know, it's like, it seems like every year we always have a flirtation with bad weather. But it's so strange. I mean, up here in this part of the state, it'll be like pouring in with 60 mile an hour wind. And then you look over, you know, in the west and there's blue sky.
Yeah.
It's like, what's up with this? Like it was pouring rain down in uptown. And then when I got on Main Street coming out this way to the bypass.
Yeah.
By Lander and all, that was bone dry.
Wow.
Go figure.
Yeah. So I guess everything is getting set up. I've driven through uptown several times and seen more and more barbecuers, and the main stage is ready to go.
Everything's set. We've got a lot of barbecue people in town, and I'm happy to say, too, that a lot of vendors are prepared to do retail tonight. So if you all want to come out and have some great barbecue, it's available tonight and, of course, all through the weekend, too.
We started actually at lunchtime today. I saw people getting barbecue.
Oh, yeah. The hash, the pulled pork. I mean, and we got teams from everywhere. We've got over 90 teams. I forget how many there are. But the fragrance of barbecue is wafting through the air.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes your taste buds dance for joy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it makes me. I had one artist. I won't identify who it is because I'm not trying to ridicule them. But they sent me an email real sheepishly. Hey, Shrimp. Do any of the vendors have any vegetarian barbecue? And I said, well, you can try to find it, but I don't think so. No.
Maybe you can find some barbecued veggies somewhere. They'll have corn. They will have corn on the cob.
Oh,
yeah.
And you know, let's not forget, beside all the great barbecue vendors out there, all of our merchants and restaurants and pubs and all that are geared up to bring you some great food. I got in last night. And I went over to Polo's, had a magnificent steak with some nice spinach and whipped potatoes on the side, and it was wonderful. So you have a lot of eating options. And for those who are listening and trying to decide if you're going to come into the area, we've got tons of hotel and accommodation options as well. We want you to spend the whole weekend with us because it is like a journey through Southern culture being here this weekend. I mean, you have the entire food heritage, the music heritage, day and night, something to do. you'll never get bored. And then if you do get a little maxed out on the blues and barbecue, you can always ride out in the countryside and see some of the other interesting things in the area. I love this part of the state of South Carolina. I do.
It's a great part because you're only really 45 minutes from the mountains. And then you can go down into the center. I mean, it is. They've got the lake out here.
The lake. I like to drive the little road. So I came up from Charleston yesterday. I went by Star Fort, 96, Epworth Camp out there. Some beautiful wooded areas, the farmlands. And, I enjoy even coming up through like Pelion. There's the W.P. Rawl Farms. I buy their produce down in Charleston. A beautiful greens, collard greens, turnip greens, mustard greens, all that kind of stuff. Kale, I love all that stuff. And you got it going on up here. So anyway, this is a celebration, Uptown Greenwood, our 18th year, Ann. Can you believe it?
I know it. And you just think, how many music venues did you have the first year? What was it, 4 or 5 bands?
I've got to go back and look, but it was very modest. We only had, I think, 5 barbecue teams. It was like kind of an experiment, Paula Brooks, who was the executive director of Uptown Greenwood, had been to the Carolina Down Home Blues Festival, which is only 4 years older than our event here. And that was an offshoot of the Blues Festival that I used to do in Charleston that I don't do anymore. And Paula loved it. The one in Camden, Carolina Down Home, she said, "Do you think something like that would work in Greenwood?" I said, "Well, frankly, Paula, I don't know Greenwood. Well, you come on up and we'll go out to lunch and we'll look around. I want to show you our town." And I came up here and I said, I think it'll work. Because talking to the people, we have motivated people here, ones who truly, truly are excited about all this and good business heads. Let's do it. And we started off, it was real small. You always got to start a project kind of conservatively.
Right.
Then build up. Capitalize on your success and keep growing it. And that's what's happened. Now it's huge. It's one of the best festivals in South Carolina.
Well, it was voted the best festival. There you go.
See, there you go.
Yep.
And I'm a blues nut from way back. And for me, it's one of the best blues festivals in the country because of the spirit of the event, the artistic content. We have such an eclectic variety of performers. And then all that barbecue to go with it. It's awesome.
It is. It is. And, you've launched a radio show down there in Charleston.
Well, I was first on the air in South Carolina with public radio from 1984 to 2001. I had 4 blues shows on a public station down there, including I had one called Blues in the Night. Then I started working for a couple of commercial networks. And the station I'm on now is called The Bridge at 105.5 WCOO. And frankly, Ann, this is my third time on there. And the show is called Good Morning Blues on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m., believe it or not. And I'm going on 3 years with that one right now.
Now wait a minute. Are you live at 8 o'clock in the morning?
No way, Ray. No, but I'm awake.
Yeah.
I need to check for technical flaws and all that.
Okay. As you're laying bed going, "Oh, that sounds good."
Well, and I love the sound of my voice. Do you? Do you love the sound of your voice?
I don't mind listening to it. Yeah. I like doing a sound check and hearing how I sound to make sure I'm doing it right. Yeah.
Well, I dig about CRS is you're a one-woman show. I mean, we've got to get to the blues commercial for Frank's Car Wash. And I really need to hear the rap commercial again.
Okay.
But you do it all.
You're
a lady of many voices.
That's right. I am. I certainly am. And it's good to hear that from another radio person. We certainly are blessed to have this going on here now. And I got to say, some of the groups you brought in here this year are just phenomenal. Keisha Pratt, one show only tonight.
Right. Keisha's on the 10th stage down on Main Street, and she's a really interesting artist. First time in South Carolina tonight, first show ever. And she won something called the International Blues Challenges here in Memphis, which is a competition of worldwide significance with hundreds of artists from around the world, across North America and so forth. And they won. Keisha is not a new artist. She's been in it for a number of years. She's an adult. A polished, seasoned performer, and she's got a band with horns and everything out of Houston. and they're coming here on their way, believe it or not, to New York. So they're going to come here and bowl you over tonight. It's going to be an awesome experience. One show only, Keisha Pratt, and then they have to hit the highway tomorrow and get up to New York for the, I think it's called the Niagara Falls Blues Festival or something like that.
Yeah, but yeah, she's got a great story. Wanted to be a performer, was a performer, stepped back from being a performer, and then, thanks to a friend, got pulled back into it again.
Yeah, I believe that friend is Sean. Sean on bass in her band, who's like her arranger and band leader. And what a great band. Anyway, don't miss Keisha Pratt tonight.
Was it 7:15? Is
that
right?
Bruce Katz, keyboard wizard of many, wears many hats, and most recently played in a band of Butch Trucks from the Allman Brothers before Butch passed. And Bruce and his band are kicking off at 6, and then Keisha plays from 7:15 to 9. Now, right around the corner, we got a new venue and one of the top bands in America, the return of the Nighthawks.
They're playing, yeah, that's a good one.
They're playing at Fat Daddy's around Montague's.
And what's his first name?
I'm sorry, at Fat Daddy's on Montague Street.
Right.
Mark Wenner, the harmonica player. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a great conversation with him yesterday afternoon till he went in a hole and we couldn't get him back. But, you know, he even builds motorcycles.
Oh, yeah. He's way into that. Mark has got the, I guess the tattoo people call them sleeves. He's had those since the 70s, way before it was a fad, you know.
Yeah.
Either he's totally tatted out, as they say.
Yeah.
And, I mean, honest to God, good down-home blues. Excellent. They're only doing two shows, tonight at Fat Daddy's Barbecue, and then tomorrow on the main stage. Now, over at Montague's, which is right next door to Fat Daddy's, the wonderful, I call him the blues harmonica iconoclast, Charlie Sales.
Wow.
In a small club, a fine dining, actually, experience. Right. Yeah. Charlie Sales and Tony Fazio. Also, let's see, who else we got tonight? Bruce Katz is going to cover for Norman Jackson over at Howard's on Main, because Norman is late coming into town. They had
they're still coming.
They had some car problems out in Missouri, but they are arriving late tonight, so they will be here tomorrow. Let's see.
That's Rick. Is it Rick Short?
Rick Short, the sax player.
He's a crazy dude. Now I've watched some of his videos and everything. I asked him, "How do you do this moonwalking and this hand jive while you're playing the saxophone?"
Yeah. No, he says he has issues. I think he does.
He does have issues.
And don't forget, hey, over in on the square in the Fox and Hound Lounge, Robert Lighthouse from Sweden. Also, Gail Storm tonight at Flynn's on Maxwell.
Oh, it's a treat. Saw her this afternoon. She came by and saw us.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Brand new CD out called Exposed.
We're gonna debut it tomorrow afternoon on the air with her with us tomorrow afternoon.
Well, you're going to have to ask her. The name of the album's Exposed, but there's no picture of her exposed on there. There's just an old funky piano with a bunch of broken keys.
What's exposed?
Yeah, true. Hey, and also over tonight at the Mill House, one of my favorite bands from North Carolina, Tad Walters.
Yes.
Oh, man. Great down-home blues. And anyway, it's all out and about. And to remind everyone out there in Radio Land, free admission everywhere.
That's right.
No cover charges.
And no real problem with parking. You may have to look a little bit, but there's plenty of parking. I like to say, though, if you don't want to have to deal with the parking, get your kids to drop you off and then call them to come pick you up. Yeah.
Absolutely. There's no problem with that. But, you know, thanks to Carolina Pride is back in as our main sponsor, and we couldn't do it without them. What a fantastic organization they are. We also have help from a lot of other folks, for example, the Greenwood CPW, of course, the City of Greenwood, Uptown Greenwood Corporation, the food provider Cisco Columbia, doing a great job with us, Emerald Ink and Stitches, also Cricket Wireless, a South Carolina Educational Lottery, Primo Grills and Smokers, and a host of others, Skins Hot Dogs, doing the hot dog eating contest.
That's Saturday
again.
At noon, yeah. And how about this new event, Kids Q, Friday night?
That is so cool.
It is cool. 6 o'clock Friday night at the Uptown Market, 6 to 8.
On Maxwell, they give the kids, I think they choose a certain number of contestants. They give them each some...
2 pounds of meat and some...
brisket and then something else.
Some hamburger, and they have to cook it up just like the big... just like the big kids do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And they can win $200.
Really?
$200 first prize for each category of the 6 to 11 or 6 to 10 and then 11 to 15. $200. And they get to keep the grill and an apron and some tools.
Well, I wish I'd known about that.
I know. I tried to get in.
Well, you know, the kids will be doing, they'll probably be cooking good Carolina Pride products. And, you know, and WCRS, you and the good folks here, our official radio station. And, of course, the Blues Cruise itself would not be possible without Richard Whiting and the newspaper, The Index Journal. Great coverage from them. Did you see the article on Keisha today?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, very nice. St. Clair did a nice job on that.
Absolutely.
And we really, really appreciate them.
So you got to see that 7:15 tonight, 6 o'clock is, of course, the Bruce Katz Band. They have been here before. They are phenomenal. In fact, they were here last fall in October, I think it was, for Oktoberfest. Great group.
Yes.
Great group.
Brand new album out, by the way, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's very cool. Well, I think it is about time for us. Well, shoot, we're going right into the news. Andy, how about let's play my famous Blues Cruise car wash commercial.
Oh, no.
So everybody can hear my great singing talent.
Ooh.
And if you call in, you're going to win an $18 deluxe car wash from Frank's Car Wash. And I always appreciate the comments that people make. So please make comments. Hope Jeff's on the phone. 229-7984. Take it away, Andy. I am a woman of shame and sorrow because I cruise in a dirty car. And I can't cruise the Greenwood Blues Cruise in a dirty, dirty car. But my luck has changed. I won a car wash on WCRS to Frank's Car Wash. And now I can cruise the Greenwood Blues Cruise in a clean, clean car. Thank you, WCRS, for the free coupon to Frank's Car Wash. You too can win a car wash. Call us at WCRS 864-229-7984 to win a deluxe car wash so you can cruise in a clean, clean car absolutely free only at WCRS 864-229-7984.
It's time to kick back and relax, you know.
Yeah, I'm playing a little music,
we all
Andy.
A tough week.
All right.
Time to get steady.
It's the Norman Jackson
Band,
come on, folks.
Everybody, we're gonna have some fun tonight. Well, come on, everybody, gonna have some fun tonight. We gotta have some fun before that day that we die. You gotta get yourself up and ask that woman to dance. Stand up tall, take her
and
tiny
cut
hands.
Me off.
Cause if you don't ask
live
her,
radio.
How you gonna get your chance? Something like this, check it out. I said we're gonna have a good time. Well, we're gonna have a good time. Oh, we're gonna have a good time. Well, we're gonna have a good time. Well, we're gonna have a good time. Just me, you, and you all. Let's go!
Oh, that's right. I hope you've been enjoying that musical interlude. Gonna have a good time. The Norman Jackson Band.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Love it. Love their music. They're coming from Springfield, Missouri to be with us this weekend.
That's right. And Norman Jackson. Now, there is a man who has been around.
Yes, he's been around a long time. And I think this is one of kind of a period of career revival for him. He's back out on the national circuit and they are raring to play. I mean, they're going to put on a good show, Ann.
Absolutely.
Rocking. Rick Short on saxophone. Wild and crazy.
Yes, he is. I tell you what, I told you, you know, he does a little hand jive with that saxophone. I don't know how he's playing and also doing what he's doing. He also, I asked him if he is into yoga because the way he can contort his body and continue to play the saxophone is unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you can see them. They're running a little late. I told you they had some van problems.
Right.
So they're going to miss their show tonight. Bruce Katz is going to cover their show over at Howard's. But Norman and the guys will be here tomorrow and Saturday with two more performances, and they're going to thrill you.
So oh, yeah. You want to make sure you see them. They are going to be fantastic. All right. Now, we had some things to give away. Well, first, let's talk about Drink Small, and then we're going to give away. We got a couple of CDs from the iconic, the treasure, the South Carolina, what is he called? The South Carolina?
Blues Doctor.
Blues Doctor, but he is considered a treasure, isn't he, for South Carolina?
Well, he is. He's 85 years old and originally from Bishopville in Lee County, and Drink has been living in Columbia for many, many decades. But it's the beautiful thing is that not only has he got a vast history in the blues and other musics like gospel and soul music, but also that he has gotten his flowers while he's been alive. Gail Wilson Gerritano wrote a book on him, so he has a biography. He also, several years ago, won the National Folk Heritage Award in Washington, D.C., which is the nation's highest honor for the folk arts. And he's still full of vim and vigor, still sounding great, and he's going to be joined, he's one show only, on Saturday night at the Inn on the Square Ballroom. He's going to be joined by another gentleman in his group. The name of the man is Warner Williams. He's 88, and he won the National Folk Heritage Award, I think, about 10 or 12 years ago. So
that's
here we're going to have
a little bit of blues, right?
Little bit of blues. It's Warner Williams guitar and vocal, Jay Summerhour vocal and harmonica, and Eric Selby drums and percussion. And they're coming down from Washington, D.C. So you're going to have in one room for 3 hours only a once-in-a-lifetime historic experience of two National Folk Blues Heritage Award winners, both octogenarians, both in their 80s, who are going to play together. And they know each other, Ann, because they were at the Port Townsend Acoustic Blues Festival in the state of Washington a few years ago. Now, neither Drink or Warner will fly, so they took the train out there together, took them 5 days out.
And they were playing the whole time, probably.
That's right, and they went and did the festival and then 5 days back. And they have not seen each other since that time, so that goes back maybe about 10 years now. So that's going to be awesome. Folks, you're going to have to get there really early, get yourself a table, order some food and beverage, and sit there and relax and wait for the coming of these two gentlemen. Starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday in on the square.
You don't want to miss this one, folks. No. I mean, who knows, truthfully, how much longer either one of them will be out there playing. I mean, 85. Well, I remember when Drink came here. I guess it's been 10 years because he was singing "I'm 75 and Trying to Stay Alive."
Well, every day is a gift and blessing for all of us.
Right.
And in the years that I've been putting on blues shows, I'll just mention two experiences I had that sort of provide a little bit of framework for this. In 1985, I was bringing an old piano player down from Chicago who played on records back in the 30s. His name was Blind John Davis. And I had him booked to play on the Charleston Folk Concert Series at an old theater in downtown Charleston. Well, I went to the airport to pick up Blind John Davis, and he did not show up. I tried reaching his family in Chicago. I couldn't reach them for several days. What happened was Blind John Davis had a heart attack on the way to O'Hare Airport, and that's why he did not make our gig. Okay? Mortality check number one. The second one, and I don't want to be morbid or anything like that, but just to mention how important every day is and how important and what a treasure all this blues music is. On the Blues Bash in Charleston, which is a festival I mentioned ran for 22 years, we had a wonderful artist from Mississippi called Little Dave Thompson. He played his last gig on his tour. He was out for about 3 weeks touring the U.S. His last gig was on our Blues Bash in Charleston. On the way home, they had an accident in Augusta, Georgia, and he was gone.
Wow.
So
We got to
go out and celebrate these people, and we got to celebrate the seafood people in our circle too. Ladies and gentlemen, now in the studio, John Clam Chop Etheridge and his beautiful lady Sherry.
Yeah,
right there. How you doing, Shrimpy? And hey, Ann, good to see you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm running a little bit behind due to the weather. We had to make a few adjustments on the production over there at the main stage, but everything's ready and raring to go now.
Well, I tell you what, that rain that was looked like, did it actually rain uptown? Or
It really did. And it wasn't the rain so much. Well, it was
the
wind.
Rain. Yeah.
It was the wind with the rain. And I tell you what, Andy Sakura's fellas really did a fine job of protecting all the gear during that.
They had
that
to throw their bodies over everything.
Really good, though. It's so nice to see you, by the way.
It's nice to see you. Absolutely. And who's this lovely lady with you?
This is Sherry Monfey. She's the reason that I live in Alabama now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. How you doing today, Sherry?
Good.
So you made the trip here, huh?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
In the van. With John.
With John.
Oh, it's exciting.
Okay. All right. Well, so where do you live in Alabama?
Just north of Montgomery.
Just north of Montgomery?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask Shrimp if he had ever been to, or maybe John, if you have ever been to a place called Gips.
Of course.
Yes.
I've played at Gips.
Oh, have you?
Oh,
because
yeah.
I saw the special I saw the special on TV on how they saved Gips.
Mm-hmm.
And people from around the world were putting up signs and sending messages, you know, we love Gips, save Gips, when they were going to try to close it down.
Right. It's one of the
very last
true
juke
surviving juke joints in the South. You know, we used to call it part of the Chitlin Circuit back in the day. And
believe this. I saw this on TV. I've asked everybody about it, and who comes in and knows? Yes,
well,
go ahead.
Well, but you know, and the thing, if you watch the documentary about him, you know that he's a grave digger by trade.
During the day, yeah.
And it's an amazing story. It's an amazing place. They don't sell any liquor or anything. People bring, you know, they pay their cover charge to see the artist, whoever's playing, and they bring their own coolers and what have you. And it's really like in a funky area, little neighborhood, and it's like back behind a house, and you got to go down this hill, and if you ever make it there, you'll go, where am I and what am I doing here? But when you leave there, you'll go, now I know why I came here.
Yeah, I was amazed because the county council was trying to shut it down because there was a neighborhood that had sprung up over time, and they didn't like the fact that it was there.
Right.
And in the end, they realized that Gips was a national treasure.
Exactly.
And that they should be embracing it. So they came in and put water and sewer and, you know, did all this kind of stuff to make it a little safer to be there.
Exactly. But yeah, and he was a real trip. The first time I ever met him and played with him, I was actually playing on a bar stool. I had a drum kit there, but it was just he and I when our band took a break, which was the John Bull Band, by the way, when Sheffield Walker was still alive. And it was a very fun time, but Gip and I played like a duo when the band took a break, and I was playing the bar stool, and Gip was playing his guitar, of course, and singing whatever he could. It's really hard to understand some of his lyrics sometimes, but he's really genuinely a blues man, and it's an amazing roster of artists that have played there down through the years, just incredible. But meanwhile, back here in Greenwood, South Carolina.
And you've played there, and now we know that you've played there.
Hey, don't hold it against me.
No, I think that is terrific. I watched that special. It came on about a couple of weeks ago before the Blues Cruise, and I was going, I got to find somebody that has played there or talked there. And I've asked everybody, and you're the first here.
Well, thank you, Ann.
Yeah, there you go.
I appreciate it. Absolutely. Hey, let's get Gary back on the airways, because he really talks nice on the radio. I like the sound of his voice. Don't you?
Yeah,
well,
I like the sound of my voice, too.
Yeah.
Ann and I were talking about that. It was like,
if nobody else likes it, I like it. Yeah, there you go.
Clam Chop, coming over, did you hear Ann's blues commercial?
Actually, I didn't have the I didn't have the radio on. I was really a little concerned because the weather was really beating us, you know, as we were approaching Greenwood today. But wow, the rain really cooled everything off. So I think we're going to have a real nice night in the tent tonight.
Well, I was telling, I think I sent Charlie Barineau a message coming up Main Street. I mean, around Lander and all that was bone dry. I mean, there was no sign of rain at all. It was like a little cell just sort of sat down on Uptown for like a few minutes and then went
cooled
away.
It down.
Yeah.
Cooling it down for
tonight.
It's
going to be beautiful out there. And the vendors are, the vendors are selling food tonight. It started today at noontime. So you can come down and have your barbecue and your hash and everything already. It's going to be great.
It is. And, you know, this is such an anticipated event. And, Gary, we got to say, you know, you've just put together such a super group. Whatever type of blues that you are into, even if you don't know the blues, all you got to do, if you're not happy with one group, move to another table, move to another building.
Well, and that's it. And you know, the thing is, even the so-called, like, veteran blues lovers are the ones that travel around a lot of these bigger, what I call cow pasture festivals, the big ones that are just like, you know, the stage is somewhere like 2 football fields down that way and all that. These people don't even know the kind of talent we have. We've got some artists you'll see on no other festivals. You might find them in little places like Clam Chop, and you were talking about Gips, the Juke Joints, the little Chitlin' Circuit places, the little, you know, like speakeasy type places. The real blues people, you know, that they're under the radar, but they've got the real essence, you know. We're in the Heritage Corridor here, and this festival is a celebration of barbecue, hash, all that food tradition, as well as the music that came out of here. And, you know, we would be remiss if we did not nostalgically meditate for just a moment on our local juke joint, which was, of course, Jackson Station up in Hodges.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now,
they're working on getting it going again, I think.
That's what I heard. Do you know anything about that?
Not really. Not really, other than they're working on it and that their dream is to get it back up to its former glory.
Can you imagine?
I'm going to go get my saws and my hammers and go up there and take a ride up there.
Imagine if we could use them for a venue next year. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome. Yeah, that would be. So we've got so much going on. How about Hurricane Ruth?
I
enjoyed talking to her the other afternoon. By the way, for those of you that remember, if you were listening Monday afternoon, here I am talking to Hurricane Ruth, and an EAS alert came across the airwaves while we were talking. Who can have that happen?
I know. I don't know how you did that, Ann, but that was amazing.
I can't do it. I love the fact that she's called Hurricane Ruth because she's such a little person and has such a big voice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she comes from, as you heard, she comes from a musical family, and she's a terrific singer. I don't like to play the sounds like game, but sometimes it connects with our public. If you love Janis Joplin, Etta James, Big Mama Thornton, Tina Turner, that kind of big-voiced woman singer, that's Hurricane Ruth. And now, I don't know if Ruth mentioned, but she's bringing Scott Holt on guitar. Now, Scott Holt is one of the top electric blues guitar players in America. He worked for a number of years with Buddy Guy in Chicago, and that's an extra treat. So that's going to be one smoking band, I guarantee you. They're doing 3 shows on the festival. And everybody, you know, like Ann was saying, there's so much music, so much diversity of blues music everywhere in the Uptown. And the music starts 6 p.m. tonight and goes until 11 tonight. And then tomorrow starts at 11 a.m. Clam Chop and I are on the 10th stage tomorrow. We're the opening act. And it goes till midnight. And so what you do is you simply wander from one venue to another. You get the brochure. You kind of make a little plan. Honey, you want to go across the street? No, I think let's just go next door. And then you go there for a little while. Man, I love them. Honey, let's go across the street. Okay, I'm ready now. And then you go over there and you hear another band. And you just keep circulating. No cover charges. You go in and hear what you want, when you want. And you can be knocked out by everyone. They're all different, but they're all high-level quality entertainment,
well,
I guarantee
you. And you know what? Without you pulling it together, it wouldn't happen. So we need to say a big thank you to you, Gary Irwin.
Well, my pleasure. You hear the cliche about keeping the blues alive, but it's events like this that really do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. They certainly do. So as we get ready, we were starting to talk about Drink Small. We didn't really finish, did we? I mean, it's Saturday night, 1 show only.
Drink Small, the South Carolina Blues treasure.
Right.
85.
And
rarely performs anymore, but he's going to perk up and and really find new
energy.
Now,
I will say this about drink. If he's anything like he was 10 years ago, you got to really listen close to those lyrics because you never know what's coming out of his mouth.
Now, Clam Chop, tell us what kind of lyrics drink is known for.
Wait a minute. I don't know. I don't know if I can say that on the radio.
I think you can, right? I mean, it's as long as it's not.
Well. Let me just change the subject real quick. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Drink Small, but I'm also digging the new digs you have here, Ann. From last year.
Goodness. Yeah, I had a picture from last year, and it was very sterile in here, wasn't it?
Drink. I played with Drink for the first time. I think it was probably 1992, and did a little tour. Went to Raleigh, North Carolina, and went to Nyack, New York, and went to Rochester, New York. And it was one of those tours where we drove more as much as we played. And amazing that his music, you know, had reached that far, you know, geographically that far, basically from the spiritual and the gospel stuff that he, you know, became famous for in Barnwell County, South Carolina, years ago. Some of the things that he has now... I love his moonshine song about moonshine.
Oh, coonshine!
Yeah, coonshine.
Nursery rhyme.
Moonshine. When the mama's drinking moonshine, the baby's drinking coonshine, is what he says. So
he
has some amazing lyrics, what I love about Drink is his lyrics are truth. No matter how close they cut to the bone, that's just like the anthem of this festival. Practically, is living in a barbecue world.
It is the anthem, yeah.
And so I'm thrilled to death that he's going to be here this weekend and not to be missed.
And if you've never seen Drink, he's very short. Is he still wearing a beret?
He was wearing a beret
the last time I saw him.
Oh,
yeah.
He's always dressed real natty.
Right.
But no, he's a unique individual in the history of the blues, and he's a product of South Carolina. He's the last great South Carolina blues artist. That's it.
Wow. How did he get his name, Drink Small?
That was his given name? Christian name, Drink Small. Yeah.
Well, just so you know, and I can comment on this, and I'm not ashamed to say it. Drink and I, we drank Tanqueray gin in our coffee on that trip that I was talking to about going up to New York.
So there was a lot of drinking going on as we're driving along.
But anyway, folks, thanks so much to Carolina Pride, our main sponsor, and all the others. And we want to thank Richard Whiting and the Index Journal newspaper for making the Blues Cruise possible. And Skin's Hot Dogs and a whole host of other folks in the business community. And, of course, our favorite radio station in the world, Ann Eller and WCRS.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Thank you for everything you do for this.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we got to do a big shout out to the Uptown Greenwood team. The team that is put together here. I tell you what, you know, a lot of towns, you go into them, they get dirty and nasty, and, you know, people are throwing paper. But here, the paper is picked up as quick as it hits the ground, number one. And Sunday morning, after this Blues Cruise is over and you want to drive down Main Street, it'll be clean as a whistle. About the only thing that may still be there is the big tent.
Yeah, you'll never know anything happened, really.
Yeah.
Charlie Barino, Laura Hudson, Julie Wilkie and their entire crew, magnificent performance every year. Just great.
That's right. So the Nouveau Honkies, that's a good one. That's going to be there tomorrow night.
Yeah. Tim and Rebecca. Yeah. Yep. They're a favorite. They're going to play at John Holloway Sundance Studio on Maxwell Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Lighthouse tomorrow will be at Flynn's right down the street on Maxwell. Gail Storm's at Flynn's tonight.
Yep.
Main thing is, everybody, make that, it's a big L-shaped thing, right? You go down Main Street, and then you hook onto Maxwell and go down there all the way to the mill. Our buddy Tad Walter's there at the Mill House tonight. Great blues guy from North Carolina with his band. I mean, it's all good and it's all for you. Just go and do it.
That's right. So make sure you are out there this evening starting at 6 o'clock. And if you don't know where to go and what to do, just sit at the main stage. That's the beauty, other beauty of it. Yeah.
Yeah,
you can sit right there, you can get something to eat, come right back and enjoy it. Well, I tell you what, Friday night, we're going to be out cruising and talking and playing music and seeing everybody. So I hope we'll be able to see you out there somewhere and get a few words how it's going. I know you've got a big job ahead keeping everybody where they need to go.
Herding cats.
Yeah, I was going to say that, and then I thought I better not.
Yeah, well, let me say it. Herding cats.
That's right, but make sure you're out there having a good time. And if you've been thinking about inviting family or stuff to Greenwood, this is the weekend to do it.
Right, and you know, I don't want to hear, I've heard this, well, yeah, I wish I could make it maybe next year. Come on, people. You know, we don't even know if we're all going to be around next year. Let's just do this.
I just thought I'd add a little percussive.
The native,
motif, yeah.
The native
sounds.
Restless.
All right. You heard it right here on WCRS. I'll let you all go. Thanks so much for coming out this afternoon, Gary.
Thank you, Ann.
And glad to see you, Clam Chop Chop.
What a treat.
And to meet you, absolutely good times at all. Everybody, get out there or lose it. And how about Saturday morning on my show, I'll give away some of these CDs. How about that?
That'd be
wonderful.
We didn't
get to it.
Yeah, we've got some nice ones here. Shrimp City Slim Tidal Pool. Clam Chop played on this one. Shelly Waters, Swamp Pop Princess. And this one by Drink Small. This recording's from Charleston in the late 1980s.
Wow.
Amazing.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And we've got it right here. We'll give them away Saturday morning with our classic country song. Maybe with a little blues thrown in Saturday morning.
There's
how
actually
about
a drink
that?
Drink has a country song on here. If you hear me in the dark, you think I'm... if you hear me in the light, you think I'm white. If you hear me in the dark, you think I'm Roy Clark. I really don't want to know. It's a country song. And that's his rap on there. That's part of his rap. You got to hear it.
All right.
Make sure you play that,
I will
please.
Play that Saturday morning. All right, guys. That's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, everybody.